This is After Eaton, a primary account of the events that took place during the Eaton Canyon fires in Altadena by the Pasadena City College staff, faculty, students, and alumni who experienced it. This is Jens Campbell, and you're listening to After Eaton. Thank you so much for joining us, and our guest today is...
Britton McWhorter.
Thank you so much for being here, Britton, and... you know, you've introduced yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background and perhaps your connection to PCC.
Yeah, so my background is mainly in music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been studying music here at PCC for longer than I'd like to admit. But grew up playing music, was born into a musical family. And I'm just continuing to expand my musical knowledge here at Pasadena City College.
Lovely. And did you grow up here in Pasadena?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. And, we know that you were one of the folks who was affected by the Eaton fire. But first, I'd like to get a little bit of background regarding... what a typical day in your life would be, you know, living in Pasadena, and from what you had described when we spoke earlier about, you live pretty close to Altadena. Is that correct?
Yeah. So technically, like on paper, but I technically am currently living in in Altadena.
Uh-huh.
So. It's on my driver's license, the address says Pasadena, but mm-hmm. it's in LA County or Altadena.
Okay. So it's right at that dividing line between Altadena
exactly.
and Pasadena.
Yeah.
So walk us through a typical day in your neighborhood before the fires.
I would wake up early, go to work. I'm also working here at PCC.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see, people walking in the morning, walking their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evenings, it's usually, just a pretty peaceful neighborhood. Everyone is friendly. Pretty nice neighborhood.
So would you say that it's a pretty tight-knit community? Do folks know each other pretty decently?
Yeah. I think not people knew each other, knew their neighbors back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely connected with quite a few of my neighbors. So
lovely.
Yeah.
And if you could please share with us, we know it's very difficult to talk about, but can you walk me through what your experience was like the evening that the fires broke out in Altadena during the Eaton fire?
Yeah. So, that evening I had just gotten off work, and I remember sitting in my car and pretty much being glued to the radio when they were talking about the fire in the Palisades.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually in the grocery store parking lot of the Stater Brothers on Washington and Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my car, and then all of a sudden I was noticing several helicopters hovering right above Eaton Canyon. And then I just remember the winds were just going crazy, and all of a sudden you see this huge glow in the sky. And my cousin actually lives right across the street from the Eaton Canyon Nature Center. So he's basically, right there, where it started.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, okay, the neighborhood is on fire. And I remember being really, really worried, about him and his safety.
Yeah.
And then I, immediately went home, and my housemates and I were just, you know, we were basically looking to see what the fire would be doing. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw that, you know, it kept growing, and I first got my cats and loaded them up into my car, and then my documents. I think my guitars, those were I was definitely like, I'm gonna need my guitars. We weren't at home for very long before, you know, packing up and just like leaving. Mm-hmm. And then my grandfather lives on the west side of Pasadena, and I either just showed up there, or I don't know if I called him first, but when I did talk to him, he welcomed me with open arms. And just went to his house for the night. But it was, when they say events like that just like happen really, really fast. Yeah. That's what I remember from that evening.
Do you recall if any of you folks received, or like you or any of your housemates or even your cousin, like if you folks received any evacuation notifications or anything prior to making the decision to leave?
You know, yes, our phones were going off, but then I remember hearing a lot about the communities more like on like the west side of Pasadena and Altadena. I did hear a lot about them not receiving like notifications about, you know, the fire and evacuations.
Yeah, you mentioned your grandfather was on the west side of Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Did he receive any evacuation orders that evening? Like,
I don't know if he did, but I'm guessing that he didn't. So,
okay. Yeah. And how, if you don't mind sharing, how long were you displaced for before you were able to actually go back home?
It was a good couple of months.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So, and were there challenges that you experienced, or could you describe any challenges that you experienced during that period of time since the fire? Like regarding housing or any other issues?
Yeah, totally. I think the obvious first one was like, okay, where will I be sleeping tonight?
Yeah.
The challenge of like finding just like a safe place to sleep. Once I was able to get that figured out, I mean, it wasn't as consistent as I would have hoped, but it was kind of like a week to week thing.
Yeah.
After that, of course the food part came in, like, okay, like, you know, I had to leave all of my food and all of my belongings. So, okay, what am I going to do for food and like water? Mm-hmm. And, I think those were like the biggest, I would say, you know, issues to have to deal with. So,
were there any people or organizations that provided any kind of assistance, whether it was like for housing or to be able to obtain food for you and or your housemates during that time?
Yeah, there were definitely lots of like I remember lots of churches. I know that FEMA was on site. The Red Cross was, and then, yeah, I would say those were the three main ones. It was like local churches. Mm-hmm. For me, lots of friends reached out, and family members too. Like my older brother, you know, opened up his home to my cats and I, which was like really, really special. So, but yeah, definitely lots of, we really got to see, just how many, you know, like beautiful people there are, you know, like how many good people there are in this world when we saw like how many different organizations and people like came to, you know, to like help us. So
good. Yeah, we do want to shout some of those folks out just to acknowledge that there was help and there were people who actually did help folks, especially during that time. How have you remained resilient in the face of what's happened to your community, and especially while being displaced?
It's a good question. I would say a lot of it has been, I mean, yeah, of course, like, you know, family being very, very supportive. And then my music has definitely been a source of, you know, support and, something that's helped, you know, get me through. It's I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a combination of things, but yeah, the community, seeing like people who suffered, you know, a greater loss than myself, getting like inspiration from them, because. I was displaced, but my house didn't, you know, burn down. Mm-hmm. You know, thank God. But yeah, seeing people who actually lost their houses and being like inspired by them, you know, just picking up the pieces and,
Thank those, you for that.
Yeah, of course.
And, what would you say your next steps are, like, you know, do you feel that you have recovered? You know, I know it's still very soon, you know, at the time of the recording, you know, these fires took place the beginning of January. We're currently recording at the beginning of April. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you have recovered either financially or, you know, I know that you mentioned you were back home now, but what would you say your next steps are in this whole process?
Well, definitely getting back on track with school. Mm-hmm. I've had to basically drop out of school like this spring semester. Mm-hmm. Just because it was like, I mean, yeah, just threw me off with like not having time to study like I know my books, when the insurance company came to, you know, clean the house. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of my books, and quite a few you know, music equipment items. Mm-hmm. So I've had to take a break from like school. That's what I would like to get back to the most, I think. And then, yeah, definitely haven't financially recovered. So that's, I know that that's going to be like a pretty long process.
Yeah.
And yeah, the like emotional part too. Yeah, I think I'll be, I mean, yeah, I'm sure I'll be writing some like songs and, yeah. But yeah, I know it's gonna take, you know, quite a bit of time. And, yeah, just seeing, I mean, yeah, I know that the, like the scenery too it's been like, you know, greatly impacted and changed. So I think just getting used to like going up to Altadena and like not seeing Steve's Bike Shop and Webster's and just all of those shops along like Altadena Drive.
Yeah.
It's been like surreal just seeing all of the shops and homes just like, you know, like completely like wiped out. So yeah, it's gonna take time, but I think that, yeah, with just like the continued support and the therapy that I receive when I'm like doing like music, I know that it'll help, like, you know, help me rebuild and help like the community rebuild too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just wanted to make you aware, I know we discussed this off air, but are you aware that PCC, Pasadena City College, is offering free mental health services sessions, I believe it's on campus and via Zoom, for people who have been, whether you're students or staff who've been affected, those services are being offered, and they are also offering financial assistance for folks who've been affected. Have you heard about those programs or perhaps taken advantage of any of those programs yet?
Yeah, like I know the ones that I personally used were like the food trucks, and I know the cafeteria was giving out like lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you had like mentioned to me that there's there are lots of like resources of like support here on campus. So yeah. I'm definitely gonna look into it and see what I can, receive to just help like rebuild and like get like back on my feet. So yeah, I do appreciate that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Of course. And, you know, in closing, do you have any, words that you'd like to share, you know, with other folks who either, you know, folks who have either been affected by this, event or any other traumatic events? Do you have any words of wisdom, as it were, for them?
I mean, yeah, to people in my community, and yeah, like, yeah, other students, yeah, just keep on going, and it hasn't been easy, but we've got to just rebuild, and I know I've been seeing like lots of signs and you know, t-shirts and like you hear people say like Altadena strong, yeah, it's something that just reminds me of like the, yeah, just like the strength that like we've seen just throughout Pasadena and you know, Altadena, and yeah, just like I said before, just how we've seen like all the wonderful people, you know, coming together and just helping, you know, one another out. So yeah, it's a great tragedy, but it's definitely something that we are able to you know, overcome and rebuild with yeah, just with the support of yeah, friends and like neighbors and family. So
great. Well, thank you so much, Britton, for sitting down to speak to us today. Any other thoughts you'd like to share? That was great. But yeah, just if you had anything else that you wanted to share.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I guess, I mean, cause yeah, I've mentioned my music. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know like I'm usually posting what I'm doing, like if I have like shows or
sure.
anything new coming out, but my Instagram handle is, yeah, at Brit Music.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and it's spelled, BRITMUSIQ.
So Brit Music with a Q.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not releasing a whole bunch of stuff right now just cause yeah, I'm obviously, just trying to get back on track after the fires. But, yeah, I think once I get some like momentum going again, then, yeah, that's where my like music and, my like creative outlets are. So
absolutely. Well, I look forward to listening to some more of that music. Obviously I've already been following you. I've already been listening to some of your music, but look forward to listening to some of the stuff that you, you produce, and create. As you process everything that we just talked about and everything that you've experienced. So thank you again so much, Britton, for sitting down to talk with us here at After Eaton. We look forward to listening to your music and perhaps using some of your music beds. But we can talk a little bit about that afterward. So thank you very much. And yeah, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
After Eaton is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Jens Campbell. James Patrick is our executive producer. Audio engineering by Noah Caraballo and Jens Campbell. Director of photography is Noah Caraballo. Camera operation by Noah Caraballo, Chloe Chow, and James Patrick. Video editing by Chloe Chow and James Patrick. Theme song for After Eaton, Beings, was written and produced by Britton McWhorter. After Eaton was recorded at Lancer Radio Network and is a production of Pasadena City College's Television and Radio Program with support from the Visual Arts and Media Communications Department. Listen to all episodes of After Eaton and more student-produced works at lancerradionetwork.org.
to chapter.